It started as a feminist magazine, and in the last 24 years, Alaska Women Speak has grown with the times and the topics that are important to women. Carmen Davis is one of the volunteers that has kept the publication thriving. She says at a recent retreat, supporters reimagined its mission and changed the size, but maintained its print persona.
We believe it's important because we work to reach all of Alaska, and it's some of our readers don't use the computer, so they like to have a hard copy. A lot of women with the new, we've reformatted the journal so that it fits easily in a purse, because that's what part of our feedback was, that a woman could take it, put it in her purse, and then jump on the plane and have some reading material.
The theme for the fall issue that's out now is landscapes. Tell us a little bit about that.
So the themes are selected by from our readers, and this was one that we got really hit hard with a lot of submissions. We were so excited. Alaska has plays a significant role in our lives here, our sense of place and our context. And so we really received a great deal of submissions, and this particular issue, actually the cover, features Linda Infant Lyon's Autumn in the Valley. And Linda is, of course, an artist, but she's also her degree is in biology. And so that's connected with one of the book reviews, which is Becoming Earth by Eva Salaitis, who was also a biologist. So that kind of speaks a little bit to the landscapes theme.
Tell us about what's in each issue. It's fiction, it's poetry. What's all within the covers?
So a mix of poetry and prose, and then also images. And we've also added the book reviews as of the last couple of issues. And we're actually contacted by Red Hen Press to begin reviewing some of their publications. So we're real excited about that. And then looking to the future, we will probably be adding interviews of Alaskan women.
In the winter edition, there's a call for submissions for that going out now. Tell us about that.
Yes. So the theme for our winter submissions is ice chipping. And we're open to prose, poetry, essays, nonfiction, and book reviews, and those are due November 15th.
Carmen, people don't get paid for submissions, but they do get the benefit of some expert editing and feedback. Tell us about that.
Absolutely. So if you're to submit a piece, our prose editor or poetry editor will give you feedback, and they'll point out some of the strengths in your writing, as well as some suggestions for shaping it or change, modifying it, improving it. So it's really an optimal opportunity for the writer who's emerging and looking to develop their piece.
Carmen Davis is one of the volunteers that helps ensure the magazine Alaska Women Speak continues its tradition of highlighting the stories, poetry, and artwork of Alaskan women. Links for submission information is at our website, alaskapublic.org.